Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Patrick Lopez of Lopez Foods, talking transparency with consumers. Back in just a moment.
For decades, Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners have voluntarily cleaned up abandoned well sites, restoring land across the state.
What we had was nothing but waste.
Somebody was telling us about OERB.
They did exactly what they said they were going to do. And you know what? It didn't cost me a penny.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
The Gallagher name offers tremendous credibility in Oklahoma. Now the Gallagher wheat variety has a very appropriate descendant. Introducing Smith's Gold, an OSU-developed hard winter wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Smith's Gold offers dual protection against Hessian fly and green bug, and its resistance to stripe rust is uniquely better and lasts longer than most other varieties.
Check out Smith's Gold and all other Oklahoma State-developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
Lopez Foods is one of five beef suppliers to McDonald's in the United States. John Patrick Lopez tells us he thinks it's not enough just to supply beef to McDonald's, but also be a part of the solution in letting consumers know about where their beef is coming from in the supply chain.
Fresh beef, real food, the transparency aspect of any food product, but in this case, beef. If we don't tell our story, someone else will tell it for us. And as a result, it will negatively impact either the product in particular, a category, a business, or a company. We cannot ever afford to have another pink slime incident. We didn't do a good job of handling it the right way. Mm-hmm. Consumers saw it and thought that that's what everybody used in their product, and in particular McDonald's. They thought it was in our beef. They thought it was in our poultry, and it was completely false. But right. If you don't engage with your consumers in terms of transparency, honest, real food, engagement, tell your story, invite folks into your operation, show them what you do, how real it is, they won't believe you. They won't believe a press release. We have to get out in front of our consumers. We have to engage with them. And again, we have to tell our story.
As for the story that we need to be telling specifically,
it's understanding the stewardship of the animals and making sure that animal welfare is never violated. It's making sure that we take care of the land and can have it for the future, future beef production. We need to go down that path of ensuring that we always leave things better than how we used it or farmed it or raised crops or whatever it is. And we need to make sure that the consumer understands that we are trying to be good stewards of the land that we have and the animals that we raise and all of that. We also need to be honest from a quality standpoint. We can't have consumers not feeling good about the products that we provide as an industry, and they need to feel good about buying beef. They need to feel good about buying any protein, right. And they need to feel good about buying the crops and the products that they shop and enjoy, you know, yearly. So sustainability is no longer just using less water, using less electricity, recycling. It's much bigger. And we need to be mindful of it. It is definitely the greens fee for doing business in today's world, and the consumer expects it.
I know there are folks, obviously, that don't like what we do in animal agriculture, and some of that rhetoric has spilled over to this conversation about plant-based protein. You alluded to that. You know, stay true to who we are, and basically maybe push back on some of those comments?
Well, I think that we stay positive, number one, about who we are and what we do. We need to continue to promote what we do and stand behind it, be very proud of what our industry does. If certain consumers choose not to enjoy beef, pork, poultry, or other animal proteins, that's their choice. And I don't want to think negatively about that consumer that wants to have a plant-based protein option. Mm-hmm. I don't think those are necessarily customers transferring away from an animal protein. I think those are new customers that want a plant-based protein. So we can't forget about our loyal consumers that want to enjoy especially beef, mm-hmm. In the United States. And we continue to do it the right way. we can continue to do it safe, high quality, high food safety aspects, high animal welfare practices, so that there's never anything that would make a consumer not want to enjoy beef.
John Patrick Lopez of Lopez Foods on doing the right thing as we interact with consumers of our product. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for their 4th annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas, selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at Live Auctions TV or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.